Page 36. Machines like me.
He stood before me, perfectly still in the gloom of the winter's afternoon. The debris of the packaging that had protected him was still piled around his feet. He emerged from it like Botticelli's Venus rising from her shell. Through the north-facing window, the diminishing light picked out the outlines of just one half of his form, one side of his noble face. The only sounds were the friendly murmur of the fridge and a muted drone of traffic. I had a sense then of his loneliness, settling like a weight around his muscular shoulders. He had woken to find himself in a dingy kitchen, in London SW9 in the late 20th century, without friends, without a past, or any sense of his future. He truly was alone. All the other Adams and Eves were spread about the world with their owners, though seven Eves were said to be concentrated in Riyadh. As I reached for the light switch, I said, "How are you feeling?" He looked away to consider his reply. "I don't feel right." This time his tone was flat. It seemed my question had lowered his spirits. But within such microprocessors, what spirits? "What's wrong?" "I don't have any clothes, and..." "I'll get you some. What else?" "This wire. If I pull it out, it will hurt." "I'll do it, and it won't hurt." But I didn't move immediately. In full electric light, I was able to observe his expression, which barely shifted when he spoke. It was not an artificial face I saw, but the mask of a poker player. Without the lifeblood of a personality, he had little to express. He was running on some form of default program that would serve him until the downloads were complete. He had movements, phrases, routines that gave him a veneer of plausibility. Minimally, he knew what to do, but little else, like a man with a shocking hangover. I could admit it to myself now. I was fearful of him and reluctant to go closer. Also, I was absorbing the implications of his last word. Adam only had to behave as though he felt pain, and I would be obliged to believe him, respond to him as if he did. Too difficult not to. Too starkly pitched against the drift of human sympathies. At the same time, I couldn't believe he was capable of being hurt, or of having feelings, or of any sentience at all.
Ian McEwan, Machines Like Me, 2019.